It is 10:21. I'm John Matthews. Down in the Bay Area this morning, federal agents, they have swooped in to search Oakland's Oaks Verde University, and this is, of course, down in Oakland, the state's first cannabis industry training school. Agents with the U.S. Marshals Service, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and the Internal Revenue Service's Criminal Investigation Division. They're searching the university at the corner of 16th Street and Broadway in the heart of what's described here as the city's widely recognized downtown cannabis-oriented district. And on the phone now is someone who's actually right there. It is Jane Klein. She is the wife of well-known marijuana activist Ed Rosenthal, and he actually teaches at Oaks Verde in the horticulture division or department, and Jane has worked with Ed for many years very closely. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
So what what is happening right now?
What's happening down here is basically the federal government has raided the community known as Oaksterdam. It's actually been a part of downtown Oakland that was actually renovated and renewed economically by the cannabis community, and Richard Lee, who led that movement, investing in buildings here and putting in businesses. I've heard that he was that agents came to his apartment. I don't know if he's arrested or just in custody, but they have about, it looks like about 50 between the IRS, U.S. Marshals, DEA people guarding, going in and out of Oaksterdam University, which is a building that Richard owns. The people are thinking that the reason is that he wouldn't close his dispensary. He had a dispensary that was licensed by the city of Oakland, and his landlord was hit with a letter, a threat of forfeiture, so Richard moved the dispensary into the Oaksterdam University building, which he owns. And this, we feel this is a retaliation because Richard, did what Richard did, which is he stood up for California law and city of Oakland policy, which allowed this dispensary to be here to serve the community.
And when did he move it into the university?
I'm not sure exactly when, but I think it was about 3 months ago that the DEA, sent out letters to landlords that they would forfeit buildings. And one letter went to the landlord where the Blue Sky Cafe, Blue Sky Cafe and Dispensary was held, so Richard moved it into the Oaksterdam University building. But it's more than that. I'm now standing outside the Oaksterdam gift shop that sells T-shirts and sweatshirts, and they've raided that, and they've walked away with boxes. I guess they want their souvenir, Oaksterdam University souvenirs.
Well, sure.
And they've also raided around the corner the Oakland Cannabis Buyers Club. The OCBC was just recently given a license by Oakland to become a dispensary. So they're totally disregarding city policy and state policy, and people would be outraged if they saw the manpower that was here to carry out paperwork.
And when did all this start this morning? Do you know?
I received a call at 8 a.m. I usually they come around 6 a.m., 7 a.m. They're early morning risers.
Okay. And then so there were employees on site, and then the operation took place after the business was sort of in motion? Or I'm just trying to sort of visualize what happened. Did they just sort of force their way in? Or no, there were people actually on site, and then they served a warrant, and then the agents entered?
You know, I wasn't here when that happened. I'm assuming that I don't think they would have been let into the building if they didn't have the warrants. I just got the call at 8 to come down, and there's rally out here. And we really can't see too much from the street. I did speak to one of the staff members who had gotten out, who was outside the building. She thought there was about 4 people being detained inside. But it's just, like I said, it was to me the biggest outrage is to see this manpower against university over a center of information, and also against Richard Lee. Richard Lee is standing up for our state laws. He always has. And to be harassed by the federal agents like this is an insult.
And so I've read that it's the U.S. Marshals Service, the DEA, and the IRS. Are those the jackets that you're seeing walking around, the agents that you're seeing?
Yes.
Okay.
So DEA, U.S. Marshal, and IRS. And there's at least 8 people at the door. So I don't know how many people are inside. Other people keep coming in and out. They have a spokesperson here who I asked her if she knew anybody personally who had used marijuana medicinally, and she said no comment.
So, wait a minute, there's an actual spokesperson for the whole operation on site?
Well, she comes in and out.
Okay.
There's a lot of media here. A lot of media, a lot of support. I see right now Steve D'Angelo from Harborside is here. Dale Geringer of California Normal. But just a lot of street people. The community really came out in force with signs. And the media has been out here for several hours. It is news.
Oh, sure.
that they would take this step.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, it seems to me that the person you're talking about, the spokesperson, is probably this IRS spokeswoman, and then she's saying that they can't talk about it because... wow, there's a chant right there. What are they actually saying? What are they yelling?
Well, basically, we're yelling shame. I mean, these people are... the crowd has been making some very good points about there's a lot worse crime that these people could be covering. There's white-collar crime in Wall Street. They have a quarter mile away. There's meth and crack. But instead, they're going after Oak Stam University.
Okay. So, again, as I was saying, this spokeswoman is probably this lady from the IRS, and she is saying that they can't talk about it because everything's under seal. But do you have any idea? Was there any indication that this was coming this morning? Are you stunned by this?
Am I stunned by it? I'm just stunned by the ignorance of this federal policy. 10 years ago, when Ed Rosenthal was on trial for he was growing under the auspices of the city of Oakland, the New York Times wrote an editorial 10 years ago that called the federal policy about medical marijuana cruel and misguided. And in that time, in 10 years, the public has opened their eyes and understood the advantages and significance. And to be standing here and seeing how the U.S. government has remained so ignorant and blind, or maybe just not ignorant, but just still so open to their own special interests, it just really is an insult. To me as a citizen.
Now, I realize all this is happening right now as we speak, so you're not really sure what the next move is, but clearly you guys have access to lawyers, and, I mean, are your lawyers on site? Are they trying to deal with this, or is it now you just have to wait until the operation is over then to try to figure it out?
I don't see any attorneys on site. I'm sure that Richard, the attorneys have been called. But like I said, for anybody here, I have there's 1, 2, 3, like at least 5 U.S. Marshals outside. I see another 7 inside. You think that we're taking down organized crime with a cachet of, dangerous weapons, and instead it's medical marijuana and student records.
And since your husband, Ed Rosenthal, has been very active in the community for as long as I can recall, are you being contacted now? Are you exposed to something right now with this operation, considering he even works there?
Well, Ed, actually, he's up in Washington. I don't feel any personal exposure as a publisher of books. I'm counting on that we still have the First Amendment, freedom of the press. Although now, like I say, we see a university being raided.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And if anything happens, I will... would you hang on the line for a moment? I'll give you my cell number, and would you let me know... just hang on a second, Jane, would you?
Sure.
Okay, hang on. That is Jane Klein. She is the wife of Ed Rosenthal, who works over at Oaksterdam, which is currently being raided by the U.S. Marshals Service, the DEA, and the IRS. And she is also a publisher, so she's heavily involved in that whole world. Currently on site down at Oaksterdam in the Bay Area. More on that as I learn about it.